Time that I woke up in the morning to the time I went to bed, and then sometimes I set my alarm and wake up just to drink one in the middle of the night. I loved me some Dr. Pepper. And 2 weeks before Christmas, I had to make a decision. Okay, I'm done. I just had a cold turkey stop. And so I haven't touched it since. And so with that, I was talking to someone, and they said, hey, so we got a question. You know, what are some things that we can do to stop? And this is not just Dr. Pepper, but these three things can be applied not only to, if we have sin in our life and we want to try to overcome that, or we're struggling with something in our life, no matter what it is, and we want to overcome that, there's three things that we can do. And the first thing that we have to understand is that we must realize that we need to change, okay? We personally must realize that we need to change, and that's going to start from the changing of your mind, okay? So whatever it is in your life, whether you have sin in your life or whether you're struggling to overcome things, if it's gossip or whatever the case is, you know, maybe you just want to quit stopping the gas station, something simple, right? First, we have to make a decision in our mind that we're going to change, okay? And it has to be a personal decision. So for years, and for years, Anna would get on to me, and forgive me, sweetheart, I love you, but would get on to me and say, you got to quit drinking Dr. Pepper, you got to slow down. But I didn't want to stop, right? I didn't have the willingness, I didn't have the desire. I had to make the decision that I was going to stop. And so even in sin and life and things that happen in our world in which we live, if we want to change something, we personally have to make that decision and understand that. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Paul makes a statement. He says, I forget those things which are behind, and I press forward to the prize which lies ahead. In this life, we are going to have to forget those things which are behind if we are going to press forward. A lot of times, people in their life, they focus on their past too much. They focus on things that happened in their past, and they don't allow themselves to move forward because the things that happened in their past are dragging them down. And they weigh these things down, and they think about these things, and they focus, and they meditate upon these past things. And when those things are overcoming you and they are taking over your mind and your strength and your every thought, you can't renew your mind to press forward, right? And so, like Paul says, you have got to forget those things which are behind and move on and renew your mind. The second thing the person must do is the individual must have a willingness to change their mind, right? As much as she wanted to, you know, beat me up at night, you know, I had to wear certain shirts to cover my bruise and everything up, certain times at night, you know, I mean, but it doesn't matter what happened, I had to make the decision, I had to make that choice. And in life, I can't force someone to come and make their life right with God. I can't force someone in these waters of baptism. My mom and dad can't force us. No one can force us to do these things, but we have to make a decision in our heart and in our mind that we are going to do this. In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, he says, do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, okay? The changing of your mind. By testing, you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect, okay? And so he says, do not be conformed to this world, but change your mind, renew your mind, think in a different way. And so just like Paul says, if I'm focusing and constantly thinking about things that I've done in my past, I can't focus on things which lie ahead. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8, he says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything of excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, okay? And we have to think about pressing forward. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. I got that on there twice. That's okay. You need to know it twice. But when we look at these things and we realize in our mind, in the world in which we live, we have two options that are going to happen in this life, okay? Number one, we're going to convert someone in the world, or number two, they're going to convert us. And that's our choices, right? In the workplace, out in the school, whatever the case is, there's two choices. Either we're going to convert them or they're going to convert us. Because the Bible says that if we're around evil, right, it's going to corrupt good morals. And so we ask ourselves, what situation are we going to put ourselves in? We have to discern and we have to change our mind to think good thoughts and good things and converting those around us. And the third thing that a person must do if they want to change their mind is they must understand the road that's going to lie ahead. They have to understand what's about to come down the road ahead. So a lot of times people, they want to change something, and when they cold turkey it, especially New Year's resolutions or whatever the case is, how long do they normally last? You know, how long do these resolutions in New Year's normally last? 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, maybe 72? I know mine don't last long. Why? Because I cold turkey things. I do things cold turkey. But a lot of times, also, we don't understand the road that lies ahead. We don't understand what's about to happen. The withdrawals that I went through, oh, and I know y'all laugh, it's Dr. Pepper, but I'm telling you, man, the withdrawals that I went through were insane. And I didn't understand the road that was about to lie ahead. I didn't fully take that into consideration. A lot of times when a person wants to become a Christian or they want to change their life and they want to renew their mind and they want to change their hearts, you know, they don't often understand the road that lies ahead. Because let me tell you something, when a person becomes a Christian, their road gets harder. Their road doesn't get easier. You want to know why? Because now you're on Team Jesus. You were on Team Satan, now you're on Team Jesus, so now Team Satan is coming back after you, even harder, to get you back on his team. So when you become a Christian, it's harder, but let me tell you something. When you are a Christian and you are right with God, the road is so much easier, right? The way that you can handle your life, the way that you can go throughout this life is so much easier. It's harder, but it's easier, okay? And it's easier because you have a support system, you have members of the Lord's body that are helping you. You have an avenue, you have grace, and you have things that you can come in contact with, like his blood, and you can have your sins washed away. You can rise again to have a new creature. You can start over. And you can truly forget those things which are behind. You can press forward to the prize which lies ahead. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says that the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, and his ear is not heavy, that he cannot hear you. He says, but your sins have separated you between you and your God. And tonight I want to ask you a question. When we think about our life, the state that we are in, currently right now, as a personal decision, where are we at with God? We say, oh, well, we're good. But the Bible says, my sins have separated me. If there's something in our life and we're separated from the one who's going to save us, there's something that needs to be made whole again. But each one in this room has got to change their mind. They have to change the thought process and personally make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to change myself. I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to renew myself. If you're here tonight and you are a Christian, and there's something in your life that you need to change, or you want a public help, maybe it's not a public thing, but let me make this encouragement. By making it a public thing and saying, I just need prayers, I'm struggling with this, you're going to have however many people in this room here tonight praying for you. And let me tell you, that kind of support system is something you can't get anywhere else. Not only that, church, maybe you're here tonight and you are not a Christian. You're not a baptized new believer. You haven't had your sins washed away. You haven't come in contact with that blood. You haven't gone to this baptistry here. It's brand new. You have to make that decision. To change your mind, to renew yourself. Forget those things which are behind. Don't focus on them things. Leave these doors tonight a washed person, clean, made whole. And leave this place, as Paul did, says, I'm not going to focus on the things which I have done in my past, but I'm going to rise again. I'm going to focus on things which lie ahead. And I'm going to go and prepare myself to that home that's waiting and being prepared for me. And tonight, friends, I just want to encourage you that if there's something on your mind, if you need to renew it, or if you need to be baptized, or you need to repent of things that are missing in your life, make that known right now. We're willing to assist you. Together we stand and while we sing.